Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Banged up Bruins lose 3-1 to Carolina. And now they're getting on a plane to head out west. They'll play Anaheim on a little west coast trip here. And they're banged up. We all saw the other day when McAvoy took a puck to the face. It was pretty gruesome. Pretty sure if I saw what I thought I saw, those were teeth flying out his mouth as the puck hit his face.
As they like to say, spitting chicklets?
Oh, yeah. But looks like he's going to miss some time here. I think I saw that my guy Marco Sturm said surgery could still be a possibility, Dan Ball. But that's not the only injury. Lindholm's been out. You're a little banged up. Like, there's – and a team that is not overly deep, Fitzy, not overly talented, is now dealing with some key players who are out of the lineup. They lose a game, and, you know, we were all hot and bothered and getting ahead of ourselves with how good this team is. Are injuries becoming a concern, Fitzy?
They should be, considering what a narrow margin these Bruins were riding in the first place. I mean, everyone knew they weren't Carolina Hurricanes good, so I guess in a way that made that game a good test for them. And they found out, like, oh, well, we didn't get blown out, but we got beat. And they reminded us that they're the class of the division, if not the conference, for a reason. So, okay. Good to actually kind of know. Sometimes it's good, you know, just go back to the interview with Stink. Like, sometimes it's good to take a loss and know where you stand and find ways to teach it up and improve from it. Because, I mean, come on, Andy. As much fun as it's been, you know, talking about the toughness of Zadorov and all the defenses back and Swayman top five goalie. And, you know, my guy, the magic of Marco Sturm. Come on, we all know that they're not like a two wins for every one loss type of team, right?
Yeah, no, I will say, though, Swayman is playing well. I thought he played relatively well last night, and it was essentially a 3-0 loss. He had a garbage time goal late to make it 3-1, make it look a little better, I guess, on the scoreboard. Arvidsson, Mittelstadt on IR. It's always good when you say Lindholm is skating again. Oh, that's good, because it's the sport of hockey, so skating again is important for him to get back to doing his job. This is going to be a test. You know, you're outmanned. You brought a couple guys up from Providence. And, you know, I was listening to Swayman, and he said something to the effect of, you know, we're gonna put guys out there that are NHL quality talent. And I was like, oh, is that what we're saying? Like, your guys are, they belong in the league. That's good to know, because they're in the league and they're playing in front of you. But, you know, I think he's trying to do his best to sort of say the right things as, you know, a quasi-leader on this team and a guy that is starting to play better. But this is going to be a tough stretch for Marco Sturm, because you're going to be undermanned. And the one thing I will also say, big fan of Zadorov. You know that. I love the physicality he brings to his games. But he really does pile up the penalties. That guy spends some time in the penalty box. I believe he leads the NHL in minor penalties at this point in the season. So, you know, when you're a team that is probably not going to score a ton of goals, you kind of keep track of how many times you're killing penalties, and Zadorov is a key part of that at times.
Well, you also have to kind of send a message like, hey, listen, we're not gonna get involved in some elite shootouts with you, but if you think you're going to come to this house and win, or if you're going to invite us to yours and walk away with it or skate away with an easy dub, no, you're going to pay for it. And eventually that may yield some hard-fought wins down the road, because teams will remember, like, oh, the Bruins are coming. Yeah, they're not super talented, but, man, we always feel these losses against them. So that's good. We also talked, when we talked to Razor last week, We talked about how this was like a tough stretch, you know, Senators and Canadians and Hurricanes, Ducks, and you know, there I think he was hoping to get 3 or 4 points. So you get one win so far, and now you fly across the country, you take on the Ducks, you owe them one. If you can get a tie, maybe an overtime win or pull out a dub in that one, then that's a good, successful four-game stretch that they had there.
401 chimes in with a positive Bruins text that I'll lead us into break with. Hart, it's a gutsy, never-give-up team. If you watched the game last night, Carolina is much faster, much more talented. The Bruins are just a tough, never-give-up team, the kind of team we love but won't win a ship. That's right. You're not going to win a championship with this team, but I agree. I think the Bruins have been very entertaining. They're very competitive. They're fun to watch. They're giving you the best they have. Where that leads them, we'll find out. 617-779-7937. If you want to join the conversation on the Bruins or talking some Patriots. Yes, are the Patriots the best team in the AFC? Maybe we'll ask Ted Johnson that because he's here. He's up next, as are our three-point stances here at 3 o'clock. And Fitzy seems like he's getting a little perturbed, like he's working his fingers on the desk. Red Sox? Hello, Red Sox. Free agency has started. What are we waiting for? That's up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.